Hello and welcome to Cat the Baker. I'm Chef KB. Maybe my voice sounds funny. I don't know if you're hearing this, but I have microbacteria in my lungs. This is what the doctor said because I had to go to urgent care. A couple weeks ago, I started getting this cough. I got a sore throat for 2 days and then I started coughing and it was dry. It was a dry cough. And I thought, oh no. Coughing has never been good, but especially after COVID, coughing is even worse, you know, because everybody looks at you in a terrible way. This cough has been around for 2 weeks. When I went to Mexico with my husband for our 1 year anniversary trip, it was better because I was able to relax. But now it seems not better. So I went to urgent care and he gave me antibiotics. He gave me like 3 different things. And he's saying there's microbacteria in my lungs. It's almost like it wants to stick around. I mean, everyone has bacteria, right? Like, I don't know what that means, but this is bacteria that doesn't want to leave. So I have this cough. And yesterday I worked all day. I started at the hotel at 5 a.m. I had to leave at 1 p.m. because then I had to go to my teaching job, which was till 8 p.m. And it was fun, but it's not fun when you're taking all these cough suppressants and then you have to talk a lot. Anyway, I'm trying to get through this. And maybe that's just another thing. When I do things like I do, I work a lot. And on my days off, I mean, I haven't really had a lot of days off, but I definitely am a person that needs to slow down. I know I say this every time. I was listening to a podcast with Keanu Reeves on Smartless, you know, like I listen, like I've been talking about. And he was saying how he does these jobs with acting and then he stops. But then after a few days, he's restless again. And he has to go out and do something. And I'm the same way. It's just a part of me and I get restless. I don't know if it's a good thing. Maybe it's not. I just have this inside of me. I'm not a good person that just sits. You know, if I do that, then I'm super, super, super tired. But otherwise, it's not something I do. But yesterday, the teaching went really well. I'm teaching again today. We're making European cakes. They're doing a Charlotte cake, which is where you make your own ladyfingers and you pipe the ladyfingers in a row and then you build them around the cake. Like it's one big kind of sponge layer and you just wrap it around with a bow. And on the inside, there's 3 different layers of sponge. You soak the sponge with a little simple syrup. You add a little strawberry jam. And then you put this bavois. So bavois is, it's a vanilla custard, but it's thickened with gelatin versus pastry cream, which is thickened with cornstarch. You pour it in, you put acetate on the inside of a cake pan, which is like this plastic that holds the layers. You know, if your cake is taller than your cake pan, the acetate is going to keep it straight and kind of lengthen your cake pan. So you build your cake inside of it, you freeze it, and then today we're going to take it out and put the ladyfingers around the cake and a ribbon and decorate the top with like fresh strawberries and mint. I think it's going to look really pretty. They did a really good job. It was a more advanced cake, but I feel like it's fair to do more advanced things because students, they're not always wanting easy things, right? It's good to challenge, and they did a really good job. So we're finishing those cakes today, and we are making a Sachertorte, which is S-A-C-H-E-R. It's a traditional Austrian cake. It's chocolate. It's 2 layers. You fill it with apricot jam. You glaze it with a chocolate ganache. It's a really classic cake, and it's really, really good. So we're doing those 2 cakes, and then in 2 weeks, they have a final where they have to decorate their own cake again. Anyway, so that's been really good. It's just this cough that's been lingering. Well, this morning I woke up, I had a dream. I was cuddling my dog, Cassie, that I had years ago. And you know, she passed away not too long before I left for Switzerland. In my dream, she stepped in something, like something sticky on the floor, and it was bugging her. And I took it off And then I smelled her. You know how animals or just anything has this smell, right? It's like just this human smell. Everyone has this smell, right? These pheromones. And anyway, Cassie had this smell and I loved it so much. It was like this fur mixed with her own personal pheromones plus her spit or something, because she would lick herself and clean herself. I just loved the smell. I know it sounds weird, you know, but you get used to the smell. It's like people, they have it too. You know, like my mom had this smell. Not a smell of spit like Cassie, but it was just her clothes and her bed sheets. You know, they smelled a certain way and it was a good smell. So it's like you get used to those smells of the people that you love, you know, and that you spend time with. And then when they're not there anymore, you just miss those smells. But in my dream, I smelled Cassie and it was so real. And I held her and I was just happy. I was just happy smelling her and holding her. And it was good, you know. And then my mom came in the dream and she started doing my hair. And then in my dream, I started to cry. And then she said, "What is it that I missed?" And I said, "No, you didn't miss anything. It was me. I didn't tell you that I loved you enough." And then, you know, because she was doing my hair, she came in front of me and then she looked at me and then she said, "I love you." And it was just so real. It's like in the dream, I knew she had passed. But in the dream, she was right there and it was so real. And then she said, "Don't feel guilty." Because I've been dealing with when she passed, how I brought the pets to the shelter. And I just felt this guilt, right? Like it never went away. Like even in her death, I was failing her, right? Like in my head. And I woke up and I cried so hard just because I missed her. Sometimes she was such a difficult person, but sometimes she was so easy too. And I would talk to her about anything. And I guess I missed that, you know, just simple things. So far, I felt like I couldn't get rid of this guilt, you know, that I didn't take any pets after she passed. I mean, I was living in New York, I was living in the city, and I did feel it was unfair to take them and that they could find better homes because they were always outdoors. And they did all find homes, you know, but the whole thing was very traumatic for me and for the pets, I'm sure. So it was just something that I couldn't get over. Like, I just felt that I wronged her. Anyway, this dream was so real, and I woke up with that. It was a good dream. You know, it was just like, it's okay. Like, we carry these burdens. We put something in our head and say, okay, this is our fault. Like, this happened because of me. You know, we do this to ourselves. It's a natural thing to do. To release that, to let that go, is so hard. Like, you can say, oh, this wasn't my fault, but it doesn't mean that you've released it, you know, or you can be in denial about it, that you feel this guilt. But it's something that I've struggled with since she passed, also because I love these pets, you know, and they all had their cute characteristics, but it was so overwhelming for me, and I didn't know how to kind of just get over that. But in this dream, it was okay. I guess it just means it's something I'm working on. You know, I'm not saying, oh, now I feel great. Now I don't have any more guilt. No, but things take time. You know, like something can happen so suddenly and the trauma of that can last the rest of your life, you know, the lifetime. To release things, it goes slowly. But you have to acknowledge it. You have to acknowledge this exists and work through it. And that's the hard part. You know, the hard part is facing your imperfections, facing your fears, facing your anger. If you don't release it, you just carry it. It's this burden. And it's even heavier, you know, and that isn't going to help you in any way either. So anyway, I woke up with this and it was just so emotional and so strong, you know, but it was beautiful because I got to see her and talk to her. And I got to cuddle my dog, you know, so it was a good morning, even if I do feel emotional about it. And the reason for this episode is I want to talk about Mexico. I just went on this beautiful vacation with my husband. It was our 1-year anniversary, and we had a really great time. It was really nice. But I think also I'm feeling emotional today because a couple of weeks before the trip, I had a mammogram. You know, you're supposed to have this every year after 45. Everything went as normal. But then I got a letter saying that not everything was clear and that they need a different scan. So I'm going in today for a scan, and usually this whole thing goes like 15 minutes. It's very fast. But today it's going to go for an hour because they have to do an ultrasound. The fact that I have to do this, like they say it's nothing to worry about, they just need to see more of a picture. But the fact that they need to see this worries me, you know? So that is also something that's a little emotional for me. At least I'm able to go. At least I'm able to get it done. So that's happening today. And then after that, I'm going to work and the students are finishing their cakes. So I haven't been doing the market for the last month. It's been now already a month. Today is Tuesday because I've been teaching instead on Tuesday. I've been so busy working at the hotel just because they've had all these events. Luckily, I get to leave after 8 hours. Some days I work 10 hours, but I get paid overtime. It's different with the chefs. They've been working 14, 16 hours, and I so don't envy that, you know, but even after 10 hours, I'm so tired. And the fact that I haven't had the market has been a relief only because I haven't had to bake at home. You know, when you're baking all day at work and then you come home and you have to bake as well, it's a lot, you know, it's been a lot. So I've kind of been relieved that I haven't done the market, even though it was good side money. But the good thing is the teaching is good side money too, even though that's not a thing I do every week. So I've been doing kind of every other week. And then last week we went on the trip to Mexico. We went to Los Cabos. So I just came back from the scan. I had to go and get a scan from a different side for my mammogram. So the technician showed me what the doctor wanted to have scanned. And it did look like some sort of a cluster. You know, that's what she showed me the previous scan showed. She did a more detailed scan on my right side just to show different views, like on depth, whereabouts it is, etc. Because now all the mammograms are 3D. About 4 years ago, they were 2D. So it's a lot more helpful to show what all is there. So anyway, she did a scan on the right side. And then she also did an ultrasound to check, you know, so that the doctor has a good view of everything. It could be a cyst, like there's other things that it could be. And then the technician said, you know, sometimes 1 month there's a cyst, but then due to hormonal changes, a couple months later, that goes away. So anyway, that's what I had done and everything went smoothly. And I'll know in a few days, you know, the doctor will tell me what they think it is. And then after that, I was hungry. I heard about this place. It's called DZ Akins. It's a delicatessen. DZ Akins reminds me a lot of like Jewish diners in New York. So you go in, there's a bakery, they've got arugula, they've got hamantaschen, they've got all these Jewish pastries, a lot of poppy seed pastries, which I love. And then they have this area where you can get hot chicken noodle soup, and then you can order all these sandwiches. So I got a pastrami sandwich, which I love. I never used to be into pastrami, but I got into it when I worked at the cafe I worked at in Flagstaff because they made their own pastrami and it was really, really good. But then it got too popular and then they couldn't keep up with it and they had to start buying it. But when they made it, it was delicious and I'd never had pastrami before that. So after that, you know, I'm more into pastrami sandwiches. So when I lived in New York, you know that place downtown, like the famous place in New York on Houston Street, it's Katz's Delicatessen. Super famous, been there forever. A lot of meat on that pastrami sandwich. So it's a Reuben, right? A Reuben has sauerkraut, pastrami, some cheese, super tasty. Anyway, I would go to Katz's Deli now and then, and one sandwich is like $40, you know, with tax because of all the meat they put on there. Basically, half a sandwich is a whole meal, and then you've still got the other half for the second meal. But it's so good. Anyway, I heard that DZ Akins here has a pastrami sandwich, and they do. So I ordered one with potato salad on the side and, you know, the pickle like they always do. So I had half, and it was delicious. It wasn't as packed as the one in Katz's, but that's okay. Half a sandwich was still very filling, and it was delicious. And then I got a chicken noodle soup for my throat. And then I also got some pastries because I had to. So in Mexico, I didn't have a really good coffee. We stayed at an all-inclusive hotel. And I'd never stayed at one before, so I didn't really know. But the food was okay. It was maybe like 6 out of 10. It wasn't amazing. It was mostly like average, you know, and some of it was not so good. And the coffee wasn't that great. So anyway, I missed like a good coffee. So I steamed my own milk. I made my own cappuccino. And I had this poppy seed pastry with it, which was delicious. So anyway, I had this really good lunch because I have to teach later. And you know when you have a really good meal and it just felt what you've been craving, and afterwards you just feel really good because it hit the spot? You know, like sometimes you eat and you eat what you have because that's what you have, right? It's not like you're craving it. But when you actually get what you're craving, you're like, oh, that was delicious. And that's how I felt. And it's exactly what I needed. And it totally hit the spot. So that was nice, you know, and I'm going to go teach in an hour. So let me talk about Mexico. I had been working every single day before. And luckily, I gave in my notice to take off for Los Cabos because it was my husband and I's first anniversary since we got married in Las Vegas. We booked this a few months ago, and I'm glad I requested it off early because at that point, the chef at the hotel didn't know how busy it would get. And it was like, I put in my request, and then a week later, he's like, no more requests from anybody. And I put it in just in the nick of time, luckily. So when I left, the hotel was crazy. And then he's like, why did I give you this time off? And I'm like, because I asked for it early. He's like, oh yeah. So I was really happy because I'd been working every day. It was crazy at work. And I didn't have time to record. I didn't have time to do anything. I barely got my laundry done. Again, I don't have my own washer dryer. So I put it off and I hate it. So right before Los Cabos, I did my laundry like the night before. I pack the night before. We leave the next morning. We go to the San Diego airport and it's a direct flight to Cabo San Lucas or San Lucas Cabo in Baja California. We go on Alaska Airlines and you can pretty much see the whole flight. You know, like as soon as you leave San Diego in the air, 2 minutes later, you're in Mexico, right? Because San Diego's right on the border. And then there's barely any clouds. You can see like the 2 hour flight down to Baja California. So Baja California is, it's part of Mexico, but it's that long strip of land. And there's water, the Gulf of Mexico, in between that strip of land and Mexico, like the large bulk of Mexico. Right. So the Gulf of Mexico is in between that. And Baja California, where we flew, Los Cabos, is the tip of Baja California. And the whole way down, you could see the water. It is this beautiful, just turquoise blue, like the perfect blue. I've seen this blue from my brother's pictures when he's gone to Tahiti, which he loves. He loves going to all these islands. And it was that same blue. Beautiful. So we fly 2 hours. We land in Mexico. We had to fill out like this visa. We arrive. We had to make it past the control area, you know, where they check your documents. And so they ask us, how long are we staying? I say 5 days. My husband says till June 2nd, not realizing that's like a month away because he mistook it for May 2nd. And I said, no, we're staying 5 days. So she asked my husband again, how long are we staying? And then he's like, oh yeah, 5 days. So we finally get in. We had our bags with us. We get past the bag area where there's people holding up signs, you know, for taxis and whatnot. So even my brother said to me, avoid this desk area because they're trying to get you like to get into timeshare stuff. And I said, yeah, like we're not totally not going to fall for that, you know. So there's these numbers on the floor. And we were told by our shuttle, because we pre-booked a shuttle, and we were told, go to number 6. Right where this desk area is, there's this number on the floor. And we were told, yeah, yeah, go to this number 6. So this guy takes us from this number to the desk, and he's like, yeah, you know, what are you here to do? Like, we have these activities. We thought we totally avoided this whole, like, selling us something, you know, area. But we didn't. Like, this guy kind of just pretended he was part of the shuttle, which he wasn't. And then he's trying to sell us all these activities. And he's like, we can sell you these activities for $40 instead of $120 or something if you just agree to go to this timeshare the next day and you get a free breakfast. Anyway, this whole thing took like 20 minutes. And we thought we were in the clear, but we weren't. This guy's like, just say yes. Just say yes so that he can get paid, basically. And we're like, no. Like, we just want to get to the shuttle. So then we leave there, you know, and this guy's upset that he couldn't sell us anything. We go to this next room. Like, we thought, again, we're exiting. And this guy says to us, you know, are you part of the shuttle? And we're like, yes. So we thought this guy was part of the shuttle. But again, he was trying to sell us something, but we didn't know until like 6 minutes into his speech. And my husband's like frustrated. He's like, come on, man. He's like, we just want to get to the shuttle. So we leave there, finally make it out. Like, it's crazy because like my brother is telling me, you know, don't fall for all these kind of timeshare sales. And yet you can't avoid them. Like, they're so good at selling, you know, trying to sell what they're doing, that they pretend to be part of this shuttle initially. And then it turns out they're not. We finally make it out of the airport like 30 minutes later. And then we see this number 6 platform where we thought we initially were, but we weren't. And we finally see people from our shuttle. We get onto this like mini van, like, you know, shuttle thing. There's 3 other people, Americans. You know, so this is, Los Cabos is this huge tourist area, right? Much like Puerto Vallarta. But Los Cabos is even more so. Usually when you go to Mexico, it's like cheaper. You know, the food is cheaper, the things you buy are cheaper, because it's 19, almost 20 pesos for $1, right? So 19 times the amount to make up $1. So yes, things are typically cheaper. But they're not in Los Cabos because they're so focused on these tourists that everything you buy, it's like the same price in dollars that you would buy in the US. You know, for example, I just got a baseball cap and they're saying it's $20. You know, so of course nothing has a price. You have to haggle, kind of work out the difference. You know, technically, it should probably be like $4 or $5. Right? And they're probably still making a profit for this baseball cap. But instead, the cheapest I could get was $13. Just things like that. So everything is sold in dollars. Even if you eat at the beach restaurants, their menu is in dollars. So we had this whole fish for lunch one day with drinks, you know, and rice and beans and all that. The whole thing was $60 with tip. But this was in dollars. This technically should be in pesos, you know, which would be probably like less than half, you know. But what I'm getting at is it's such a big tourist area that they just sell everything in dollars, in US dollars, which is kind of crazy. So nothing is cheaper, you know, and because I'm this like white gringo lady, I can't get things cheaper, you know, just because of my appearance. So they're automatically selling it to me more expensive. Like I went into this pharmacy because of my cough. I wanted to get something for my cough. And right off the bat, you know, I'm like, how much is this? He's like, 15. Like, you know, just in dollars, not even anything in pesos. And I say, I thought Mexico was supposed to be cheaper. And he's like, it is. It is cheap, you know. So I'm like, okay. Like, everyone's just trying to rip me off. So anyway, we get into this shuttle from the airport to our hotel. Our hotel was the Riu line. It's R-I-U. And apparently, it's a chain from Spain. We got it off of Expedia, a really good deal, with flight, all-inclusive food and drink, hotel room for 5 nights. It was like $1,200, you know, with taxes and all that, which is pretty good. Typically, just the flight by itself is $400. A room for one night is about $300. You know, so if you add all of that up, the deal is good, you know, and especially because you don't have to worry about food and all that. I wasn't thinking, because it's all-inclusive, that the food is going to be okay. You know, I was just thinking it'll be good food, like everything else, but no. It's a large hotel. There's 600 rooms. We finally get there. It takes us about 40 minutes, and we're almost there. Like, we're driving along the coast with these other American tourists, and we get off like this main road, and all of a sudden we're on a dirt road. We drive from the main road under this bridge, and it was like this weirdest kind of drive that we all looked at each other like, where is this car going? Because there were these other cars coming towards us. Like, all of a sudden there were no signs. It was just a dirt road under a bridge. So we're like, is this like a drug exchange? Like, what's happening? And the car continues to drive on a dirt road, and we didn't say anything. And apparently this was kind of like a fast way to get to the hotel, because on the main road, you have to do like a lot of U-turn type things. So instead of saving that time, the cars in that area just get off the road and drive under the road on this dirt road. So we get to the main entrance, you know, and in Mexico, like same in any major kind of resort area, everything has security. So we get through the security, we arrive at the front desk, and this hotel was beautiful. It's called Baja California. We arrive, there's mimosas being poured for us. It's like this open check-in. You know, there's no doors. You just arrive and it's like this open living room, super big and airy. You can see through the other side. There are these gardens. There's this carpet and tile that's covered. And then to the right, you check in, you know, for your room. And it's just beautiful. It's this like beautiful entrance. And you just feel like, oh, now we're on vacation, you know. And it was nice and breezy, like this wind is kind of whistling through in a nice, warm way. We're drinking our mimosas, like feeling good. And then they give us our room key. We go up to the room, second floor, one big long room. In the middle of the room is this tub, you know, and it's not a clawfoot tub, but it's like the modernized version of that. It's just a single tub in the middle of the room. On the other side of that is a king bed. And on the other side of that is the patio. If you go on the left side of the tub, there's a double sink and then a big shower kind of room separately. And then the left side of the main entrance is a toilet. You know, so it's a nice room. And the tub just did it for me. Like, when I saw, you know, when we booked the trip, when I saw this tub in the room, I'm like, okay, we're going to this hotel. Like, that was the main draw for me. Also, when I saw the pool area of this hotel, they have about 4 different pools, like big pools. And the 2 main pools have this, like these tile kind of lounge chairs built into the pool, you know, and they're formed to shape your body and that you can just lay there. You know, so I saw that online and I'm like, this is the hotel. This is where I want to stay, you know. So it's like anything water related that looks amazing. Like, you totally got me on that. So we get changed. We kind of dress, you know, comfy. And we decide to go down and check out the hotel. So we walk through this open, like, lobby area into the gardens. We get to the gardens, and there's this, like, open seating where they do shows at night. Also karaoke, which I did one night. But this was, like, this really big stage area with maybe 50 tables. Like, a really big area. And next to that, there was a cafe where you can get coffee. This coffee was okay. It was just very robust. It was kind of like over-smoked, you know? So I'm not a big fan of a super strong coffee. I like it when it's slow-roasted and has more flavor, like more caramelized. Anyway, we're not talking about the coffee. Next to that cafe, there was this sitting area where you could just see the ocean. And the thing about Cabo that gives it kind of its resort name, you know, you have these stones in the water, these beautiful shaped arch rocks, and that's kind of the landmark. So we were very close to that area, which is called like Land's End. And in that rocky area, there's this beach that you can only get to by boat. On one side of the beach, it's called Lover's Beach, on the Gulf of Mexico side, because the waves are very small, you know, and it's kind of the calm side. But when you go around the rocks on the other side, it's called Divorce Beach, because the water is so rough and people cannot get onto this beach from Pacific side. You can see this little beach area from the hotel we were staying at, and they did tours like to that beach area. Basically in Los Cabos, it's all about the water sports, like jet ski, diving. The water is very clear, so you can see all the fish. There are coral in some areas. Like, we checked out the whole hotel. There were 6 restaurants, and basically since we paid, it's all inclusive, starting at 5:30, you have a choice of which restaurant you want to eat at, and you start going between 5:30 and 9:30, I think it was. Yeah, and then they just take you and you sit down. So that night we ate at a buffet, and the buffet was pretty impressive. It had all these different varieties of food, but the food was okay. You know, it wasn't like super high quality. You know, and because I already work in a hotel and I've worked in luxury hotels, and because I'm like into food, I know quality food, you know. So this was a little under that. And I'm assuming because, you know, we got this package for a really good rate, I guess the quality was a little bit lower so that they can make more money. And also when things are buffet, there's more waste. So again, they didn't get super high quality. But anyway, I could taste that in the food. And then I realized, oh, like that's what all-inclusive means. You know, it's the same when I went on a cruise ship once and you have all these really like amazing looking spreads, but then you start to eat the food and it's just okay. You know, so that's what that means. And then we decided to walk along the beach, like check that area out. The hotel is right on the beach, and this was a newer hotel. But the thing is, this part of the beach, the waves are so, so strong that you cannot go into the water. And the waves are so strong that they pull you under. Like, you try to get out of the water, and it pulls you back in, and there's this giant undertow. So, super strong waves, and it can cause paralysis. Like, this is no joke. You know, I thought I went into some big waves in Hawaii. I know what that feeling is when you're in the water and you can't get out. Like, there was some of that at this black sand beach where we went to in Hawaii. But this was next level. Like, this was very, very powerful. Like, you don't want to mess with that. So we're like, okay, we cannot go into the water here. And then we decided the next day to do a beach day and go further down. It's like a 20-minute walk down. And there's a beach area where you can go into the water and it's a lot calmer. It's because the currents from the Pacific came over to that side. So the waves were very, very strong. But if you go into like more of the stone area at the end of the beach, then it's a lot calmer. So we slept so well that night. The beds were super comfy. I didn't have to wake up at 4:30 a.m., thank God. And we woke up, and then that was the day that it was our one-year anniversary. First, your anniversary is paper, right? So I got my husband a card. I gave it to him, you know, on the patio in our hotel room. And he said, I have something for you. He brought me this box. And it said, like, R.H. Macy on it, which was the same box that he gave me when we got married. Well, when we got engaged, and he gave me my engagement ring. But this box was a little bit more square. I opened it, and it was this white gold necklace chain. Like, very, very simple, just a chain. But it's very beautiful and very sparkly. You know, obviously, like I said, I love it. It's super beautiful. He put it on me. You know, but then I'm like, oh, like, I got you a card. Like, you know, and I said, you know, the first anniversary is paper, right? I mean, I'm never going to say no to jewelry. Never. But I was like, oh, like, I don't think I got enough. You know, but it was very sweet and like, it was lovely. I put it on and then we decide to go to breakfast. The breakfast was my favorite. We get like a buffet breakfast. This was like the main area for breakfast. You sit outside, but it's covered. Like, everything is outside just because it's warm all the time. You don't have to sit inside. So it's like this big patio area that's covered. And then these servers, they call you over and they get you your drinks. And I have to say, the service in Mexico is excellent. Pretty much the service in every country is excellent, except for the U.S. You know, the service when you go out to places is typically the first to not be as good. But you notice it when you go to these other countries, the staff doesn't talk to each other. Everyone's working hard and everyone's like present with you. And it makes a really big difference. You know, but when you are used to the service in the U.S. and then you go to these other countries, you realize how much better it is. You know, it's almost like everybody here is too relaxed. You know, and it's like you have to get the attention of the server to talk to you. Whereas in these other countries, like in Mexico, they like go over to you fast. You know, they notice when you need something right away and just very attentive. And that makes a huge difference. Every breakfast, we got these delicious juices. They pressed these fresh juices. They had pineapple, papaya, orange, and it was just fresh. So I would do this mixture of papaya and pineapple, and then I would get this yogurt, this plain yogurt with fresh papaya and fresh pineapple, and I would put this granola on there that they made. It was unsweetened. It was just roasted oats with cashews, nuts, some raisins. Very simple, but super good and crunchy. So I ate that. I had these two eggs over easy and this bread, and it was just a perfect breakfast. You know, it was something sweet, but also something salty. Anyway, that was my favorite part of the day, was breakfast. And sometimes they had this French toast, which was really good. You know, but I love a good breakfast, no matter what. Like, if I have a good breakfast, I'm ready for the day, you know. And I just haven't really sat down and had a big breakfast because I get up so early every morning that I just do like a protein shake, you know, when I'm working. So that really felt like I was on vacation. To have a breakfast like that and then to see the ocean from where I'm sitting at the table, it was just perfect. So we have breakfast. We kind of sit at the pool for a little bit. And that morning, we walked along the beach about 25 minutes. It was already kind of hot, but we walked along the sand and the water was very, very strong, you know, so It was very easy to almost get wet because the waves were so big. But it was like this morning kind of exercise, you know? And then as we walked, we saw areas where we wanted to go later that day to have a beach day. We also saw this massage area, which we decided to go to later. We wanted a massage, but the massage at the hotel was almost $200 for one person, like in dollars, US dollars. So we're like, no, like this is crazy, you know? So as we were walking, we saw this other massage place and it said $60 for an hour and a half, you know, which is for Mexico, it's expensive, right? Like they're making good money, but it was still like, that's a really good price, you know, even in the US, an hour and a half. So we decide to take an Uber. It costs us $3 by Uber to get to this area that we had walked in the morning, and we stop to get a massage. We pay, and then they're like, okay, go up these stairs. A person washes your feet because we had like sand on our feet. They wash and dry your feet. You go up to this main room, and you couldn't see it from where we were standing, right? So you go up these stairs, and then you see this big area. It's like a covered patio. You know, it's open. You hear the ocean. You hear the waves. And you just see about like 30 people laying on these massage chairs, right? Everybody's backs are uncovered and they just have a towel around like the lower back and legs. And you just see all these backs and you're like, whoa, like it catches you off guard because I've never seen anything like it. Like just this many people in one area being massaged by all these different therapists. So we're like, oh, wow. Okay. So now we're part of this. They show us a changing area. We take everything off and we just have a robe and a towel. We lay down on this massage table in this big open air room, and it's very quiet. You'd only hear the waves and this fan kind of above you making this sound. These therapists just start massaging, and my husband's on one side, I'm on one. And at first it wasn't strong enough. Like we were saying, okay, like strong, like because I like deep tissue. But then they just kind of did their thing, and it was so relaxing. It was an hour and a half, and it was amazing. And I know that I fell asleep for some of it. Like, you hear the sound of the fan above you. You hear the sound of the ocean. And it's like I fell asleep right away. It was so nice. Afterwards, we decide to go have lunch. So a couple stops down from this place, the massage place, was this place to eat that somebody recommended. It was called The Office. You walk in and you walk down to the beach, which is part of their restaurant. So they have all these tables sitting in the sand of the beach. And there's a rope dividing the public area and the area of the restaurant. So in the public area on the beach, there's all these people selling stuff, you know, so you're sitting there in the restaurant, like on the sand, on the chairs by the tables, and all these sellers are walking by, like selling you, trying to sell you baseball caps, just anything you want. Like someone's holding an iguana and saying, you can hold this iguana for, I don't know, $15. Or they're selling these signs and one of them said, my brother is gay, or I have a small dick. You know, like you can buy these things. And my husband and I were just laughing because these signs were ridiculous because of obviously we're tourists. Every like 10 seconds, someone's trying to sell you things, you know. And then at a certain point, it gets too much. Like we're like, no, we just want to sit, you know. We order this whole fish. It was a snapper. It came really, really beautiful. And this was, I want to say, the best meal we had. You know, it was not part of the all-inclusive thing. It was separate, but it was very fresh. It was really good fish. And I've been to Mexico before. I like the food in Mexico. It is very fresh. But when you go to these resorts, it's a little bit different. You know, so this restaurant was not part of the resort and was very good. I had this really nice like green juice. It had pineapple in it, like spinach. Super good. And it was just beautiful with the beach. You know, aside from everybody trying to sell you things, it was a cool place to have lunch. And after that, we decided to swim in the ocean. So my husband arranged to have this umbrella above us because it was very hot. And I get burned super easily. But just to have an umbrella was like $20. Like everything was kind of expensive for all these tourists. And the thing is, the tourists are going to get it because there's no other option, right? So these people make good money just off of the tourists. So we get this umbrella. We go into the water, like super clear, warm, like just refreshing. And we're there for like a couple hours. And we just have the most relaxing day. Like everything was perfect. Then we take an Uber back to the hotel. Like we didn't feel like walking 25 minutes. So we get the Uber, we go back to our room and we just take a nap. And then that night we had the Asian restaurant, and the Asian restaurant was part of the all-inclusive. It wasn't very good. The food was reheated. Like you could tell it wasn't like fresh pan fried. It wasn't so good. And I could tell that night because when I was sleeping, I was kind of getting a little heartburn from it. So I know it wasn't super fresh. That aside, though, it was an amazing day. Like just perfect, relaxing, total vacation vibes. And that's when I realized we really needed this trip. You know, we've been working a lot. Through all this working, there's just been, I don't know, just not connecting. You know, when you live your regular life, you do your day to day, I feel like there's a certain point where you just go through the motions. And me anyway, because I wake up so early. Sometimes I wake up before my husband, I go to bed after him. So this vacation was just very important and it was perfect. And that day was beautiful. Like it was just super nice. And the next day we had breakfast buffet again with these delicious juices. There were 15 different stations. I think they had like an ice cream station for breakfast or something. Maybe it was lunch. I don't know. But we definitely took part in that. We went to the pool to swim. And just the view of this pool was perfect. Like you sit in this chair, you see the blue of the pool. And then right above that is the blue of the ocean. And it's just this gorgeous view. And you can just lay there. You know, so I brought a book, I read some of my book, and then as you're reading it, you get tired, then you take a nap. And in between, we went to the room and we decided to start watching Black Mirror just because. And then right before we go out to dinner, we would always take a shower and I would take a bath. I'd take a shower first and wash my hair, and then I'd kind of run to the bathtub and just relax in the tub. I had to take advantage of it because at home in our apartment, I cannot use the tub. I used it one time and there was a leak and it went from the bathroom down into the kitchen. So there's some weird connection. But if the toilet doesn't refill, like if the chain gets caught and there's a constant flow of water, then there's also a leak. So there's a weird connection. So I knew that I had to take a bath and use this beautiful bathtub every day. And then that night, there was this white party. It was part of the hotel, but everyone's invited. You wear something white and you walk over to the neighboring resort, which is where they had this outdoor area for parties. There's this pool there, which they fill with bubbles. Like you literally have these open, giant, I don't know what to call it, like hoses. This water comes flying out with bubbles. You've got this pool above it where people are just in bikinis, almost naked, seeing this whole area where people are dancing. There's these women in bikinis pretty much and like metallic wigs, and they're dancing to make other people dance. You've got this robotic, tall people in outfits that you can't tell who they are, but they're in these like metallic kind of outfits and they're walking around. There's all these drinks you can have, everything's included. And it's just this crazy party. You know, there's techno, electronic, like everything. So we went there one night and it was fun. Like, it was just so different. And I love these kind of things. You know, I like to go out once in a while. I wouldn't say I'll do it like all the time, but a couple times a year, I think it's fun. And this was one of those times. So we were out there for a few hours and we came back to the room. And then the next day was the last full day that we were there. And we decided to just make that a pool day. We laid by the pool. I decided later to go to that lover's beach where you take a boat to the beach. You spend some time on the beach. But what happened was the waves were so big that day that you couldn't get onto this beach. So instead, I took this boat and it was with five other people. And it went around these rocks, like the Los Cabos Arch, and they showed you the Gulf of Mexico side, which is the Lover's Beach, and then it went around the other side, which is the rough Pacific Beach, the Divorce Beach, and then they put some tortillas in the water, and then the fish swam up, and you could see like all the different colorful fish, and then they dropped you off in town. And you could buy some things in town. So I got a couple souvenirs, but I kind of got tired of it real fast just because everybody was trying to rip me off. So I bought a couple things, but I totally knew, okay, they're just selling this to me, way expensive. And their starting point for everything was like $40. And I'm like, no, you know, so I'd walk away and they'd be like, okay, 35, you know. But I really hate haggling. It really bothers me. So I got a bag, which was pretty because it had all this different stitching. It was like flowers, like very Mexican motif. So I got that. I got a baseball hat for my husband because he decided to stay at the hotel, which at first I didn't like, but then we talked about it. You know, he gets like seasickness. So when he kind of explained it to me, I'm like, okay, fine. You know, I was okay with it. And then I'm like, once I left the resort, I just totally felt so touristy. Like, yes, obviously I'm a tourist and I looked touristy, right? And the thing that sucks is when you look this touristy, everyone just tries to rip you off. People come up to you, try to sell you things, and it got annoying. You know, I wasn't really prepared for that. I didn't want that. So after being in town for like an hour and a half, I decided to go back to the resort along with the boat ride. And then I was just happy to be back at the resort. You know, that's the nice thing about resorts is, okay, it's not like the real country, but it is good because you can just hang out and you don't have anybody bothering you. And that's the nice part, you know. So that night was our last night and we decided to eat at the steakhouse. The steakhouse was part of the all-inclusive. The previous night we tried to eat there, but we couldn't get in. It was like max capacity. So we decided, okay, let's go early the next night. And I had this salmon and my husband had like a skirt steak. Anyway, that was probably the best food we had there. And it was weird too, because for appetizer, there were deviled eggs. Like, I got that. It was just weird because I've never been to a steakhouse with deviled eggs. Is that a common thing? I don't know. And then for dessert, it was a brownie or a lemon cheesecake. I ordered the lemon cheesecake. It was so bad. Like, I've never had this bad of a cheesecake. Like, I didn't think you could mess up cheesecake because it's such like a simple thing. You just need enough cream cheese and you're good. But this didn't have like a lemon flavor. It was so not soft. Like, it totally didn't have cream cheese. I don't know. Something was wrong with it. So I said, okay, I'll have the brownie instead. The brownie was terrible. You could tell it wasn't even made with real chocolate. It was very oily in taste. So either it was made with coating chocolate or just chocolate powder. There was no butter in it. It was just very dense, not soft. And it was gross, you know? And I'm like, this sucks. Like, it, you know what? It's so hard to find good desserts. People don't think it's important, but it is. You know, dessert is part of a good meal, especially when you're on vacation. So I want to say the dessert part was the most disappointing. Like, yes, we had a good steak. Yes, we had good other things. But the dessert part was totally lacking. The best part that we had as far as dessert was there was a crepe station and they made fresh crepes and we got it with like strawberries, like dulce de leche. Like that was good. You know, when things are fresh, they're good. And you could just totally tell these brownies and all that, either they ordered them in. I don't know if they were all made on property. It takes a lot of work. You know, people, they see all these things, but they don't taste good. You know, when you have things that taste good and look beautiful, there's a lot of time behind it. And this is what I'm doing every day at the hotel. This is all the stuff I'm making, you know. You need quality ingredients to make things taste good. You can cut corners with some things, but it's always going to take away from the flavor in your product. And I think that was the most disappointing thing, was that the food wasn't like amazing. When we went to Hawaii, we could tell the freshness of the fish. Like, this was amazing fresh fish. You could totally taste it right away, you know? And I love that. I love going on vacation and just tasting these differences. So it sucks to taste something that's subpar, you know? And I've never sent back food. Like, I've never sent back a dessert, let alone a cheesecake. Like, who sends back a cheesecake? Like that, it was that bad, okay? And even my husband didn't even like it. And he loves like things that I don't eat. So the trip was amazing. I'm so happy we went. We really needed it. The next morning, we packed, we took our time. We took the shuttle back. We flew back to San Diego, no problem. We got through customs, no issues. And then the next morning I had to work. Like wake up at 4:30, work at 6, you know, so it was a great 5 days. It was so nice, but it's like I need another few days to not just do anything. So what I'm saying is, yes, it's important to take the time. Life doesn't always allow it, right? Like there's always something, these doctor visits and just working. And we're always trying to figure things out. We're always trying to get to our passion, the things we love to do. And along all that, we're still navigating with our health, with taking time to relax, taking time to do what's right for your body. Like, these things are so hard, you know? And everywhere you look on Instagram or online, like, everyone's always basically trying to make you feel bad because you're not going to the gym or you're not taking these beauty supplements or whatever, you know? There's all these things bombarding us every single day. In the end, when it comes down to it, just ask yourself, what do I feel like today? What is good for me today? Like, yes, we have to work. Yes, we have to do these things and make it through. But after that, maybe just sit and drink that tea. Maybe just watch that Black Mirror episode. And maybe just go on Expedia and book this package for a few days. Do something for yourself. I know I say this pretty much every time, because when I do that, it adds so much more quality of life. You know, we need these experiences. We need to see these new things and feel alive, because these routines, these daily routines, they suck us into just regular life, you know? And it's important to have these special moments. Yes, they cost money, but these are memories. These are important things for you, your connections with your insignificant other. So what I'm saying is, just take the time, have a day, whatever. And now I have to go teach. I have to go on to the next stage and work some more. We're going to finish these cakes today. Thank you so much for listening to Kat the Baker. I'm Chef KB. I know this episode is late, but there's only so much I can do. There's only so much energy I have. You know, some people do podcasts as their full-time job. They don't actually have like two other jobs next to that. So technically, I have like 3 jobs and only 1.5 of them pays. Anyway, until next time, I'm Chef KB.